Last couple of weeks, Sam's been talking about manhood, and this whole journey that we're on is a manhood journey. And over the last couple of weeks, Sam's been talking about dads, and the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about mom. And if there's a structure for manhood, there's two pillars that hold this structure up, and one is has to do with dad on the one side, and one has to do with mom on the other. It's the two pillars that impact manhood journey in a huge way. And it's one thing to talk about dad. It's another thing to talk about mom, because we don't usually mess with mom. And you don't mess with my mom, I won't mess with yours. But today we're going to mess with mom a little bit. But I'm not picking on yours, okay? Just want to make that clear. What a man learns from mom affects every relationship in life. From conception, 9 months, to up to about 2 years old, a child, basically their bonding, their connection, their relating is mom in those formative months and years, and it affects everything. And I want to read a quote here. There's a book a couple guys wrote. Has anyone heard of the book Boundaries by Townsend, Cloud and Townsend? They wrote a book called The Mom Factor. And if you want to take this session or the next two sessions to another level, get a hold of that book, The Mom Factor. But one thing they say about mom, other than dad, no one has influenced more the person you are today than your mother. The way she's handled your needs as a child has shaped your worldview, your relationships, your marriage, your career, your self-image, and your life. What we learn in our relationship with mom deeply affects every area of our adult life now. And we're going to unpack that this morning a little bit, just looking at some of the things that it affects. And I want to read another story here. And this story is about a guy named Kevin. And I'd like you to think about this, what happens with Kevin, and put your own self and think through where you fit. Kevin loved his wife. He adored her. But he was not strong enough in his own right to say no to her. The chief area that he experienced this was in his own need for time with a hobby or with friends. When he wanted space in which to pursue a hobby or to be with friends, she wanted him home. He could not stand up for his own separateness. He would comply, then resent her, and his feelings of love for her would begin to disappear. This pattern continued until finally his resentment built up to the point that he actually left her. He complained he felt smothered and controlled. What he could not see was that this was his own fault. Kevin had never established boundaries with his own mom. A strong-willed woman, she was content to be in control of him, and he never left her. So instead of leaving mom and cleaving to his wife, he turned his wife into mom and left her instead. This is one of the most common divorce scenarios that occur in men's lives. Men see the controlling woman as the problem, but they fail to deal with their own flimsy boundaries. If they had established good boundaries with their mothers, they would not fear being controlled by their wives or their girlfriends. Stop controlling me would turn into, no, I don't want to. Men often see their wives and girlfriends as the controlling mothers that they're not strong enough to deal with, and so they leave. When I first heard that a year ago, I pondered that quite a bit. And what that sometimes a man will turn his mom or turn his wife into mom, and instead of leaving mom, he leaves his wife. And we're going to talk about two significant breaks with mom. If you want to turn in your book there, page 24. So much of our lives, the first significant break that needs to happen is from physical bondedness. There needs to be a physical break. And I was at the birth of my four children, and I got the privilege when each of my children were born to take the scissors and cut the umbilical cord, connecting them to my wife. There needs to be a physical break from mom for a boy to grow into manhood. That just makes sense. The only one I didn't, I think I missed cutting Jeremy's cord. He actually came out so quick they weren't ready for him and was kind of flustered, and they did it for me. And he came out fast, and he hasn't quit moving fast. But there needs to be a separation. And you know what? Sometimes a mom after birth will go through what they call postpartum. And literally what that means is after the parting blues, postpartum blues. And some of you guys, your wives may have gone through that. But as a mom goes through the hormonal adjustments and changes, sometimes they go through what they call postpartum blues. And some of that has to do with the separation of the child from the mother. But it needs to happen. Another separation that needs to happen is from emotional bondedness. And in some, what we would call primitive cultures, there's cultures that have a manhood ceremony where the men of the village will come in the middle of the night into a hut where a 11, 12-year-old son is with his mom and the other children, and the dad and the men of the village will come and have a kind of make this, play this up, have a ceremony where they take the son from the mother, take him into the company of the men and celebrate him coming to manhood. And there was a physical separation from mom at birth and what we would call some of these primitive cultures, but I think sometimes they have it more right than we do. There's a clear emotional separation at about 11, 12 years old. And from that time on, that boy is spending his time with the men of the village. And in our North American culture, there isn't many ceremonies like this. There isn't any that we observe as a culture. There's some dads that take it on and that do it kind of on their own. But for us, there isn't a clear emotional separation from mom that for boys unless a dad intervenes. And for a boy to grow into manhood, there needs to be a clear separation. And when this fails to happen, there's a lot of things that gets distorted and twisted when there isn't emotional separation from mom. And I think there's probably many men involved in different types of addictions, even like porn, where a man who hasn't separated himself emotionally will see porn as a way for him to control a woman without feeling powerless. And you catch the connection there. It's hard for a mom to give or to release a son. And I'm going to tell a little bit of my story a little later, but it was difficult for my mom to release me and my brothers, and there was different responses that we had to that. And I think it's just like it's hard for a mom to release a son. It's similar to how sometimes it's hard for a dad to release a daughter, but it needs to happen. And failing to make the break impacts all of life. You guys know what patronizing is? When someone is patronizing is when a person will try to help someone when that person doesn't actually need help. And I think when a mom fails to release her son, sometimes a patronizing relationship happens where the mom continues to do for the son what the son is actually able to do himself. And it gets gets guys in trouble. A while back I was talking to a man in my office who had grown up, his mom managed his bank account, wrote his checks, 18, 19, 20 years old. He was in a family business, and his mom was still managing that part, and it actually just wrecked this man as he was heading into life and looking at marriage. It just totally distorted his expectation of his wife. And even, you know, this guy was totally capable, but his mom would come in and kind of brush his hands aside and get in there and do it for him. It's also a picture of where a mom has trouble releasing a son would be where a mom would go out with the son to buy clothes or pass the time when she should be. So there needs to be a break from physical and from emotional. There needs to be a real health in manhood. There needs to be a momentum from a close oneness with mom, 9 months to birth, first 2 years of life. Mom is really it for the child. There needs to be a move literally from oneness with mom. There needs to be a separation, a healthy physical separation and a healthy emotional separation in order for later in life for a healthy oneness with a woman in marriage where that can happen. So there needs to be a momentum from connection to dependence for healthy manhood. The verse, Genesis 2:24. For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. In the Hebrew language, the word for leave is actually literally translated to cut. In order for healthy marriage to happen, a son needs to cut his ties to his mom. And he's able to become one flesh because his ties to mom and his family are broken. Let's look at a definition. What is a mother wound? Mother wound is an unhealthy emotional relationship with mother that causes a son to either be threatened by the influence of women later on in life, or to over-identify and become submissive to that influence. This subject, I think, is a hard subject for guys to talk about. It's sticky. And if you're mama's boy, you're not going to be talking about that much because there's shame involved. and how, if you're married, how you deal with your wife now has been impacted by the mom relationship that you've had. Because your relationship with your mom is a representation of a relationship to all women. Mom represents femininity or femaleness. Let's look at some characteristics of the mother wound. And when we were talking about the father wound, it was more It impacted us more directly. You either had a father wound, and you knew it. Most of us guys who have father wounds, we know it. The mother wound isn't blatant. It's kind of like a paper cut. You know, when you cut yourself working on a car or something or a piece of machinery, it's kind of raw and jagged and ripped apart. The mother wound is kind of like a paper cut where you're like, whoo, and you don't see anything for a while, and then you just see a sliver of blood. The wound is not one of abuse, neglect, or absenteeism, but a wound disguised as love and care. It's very subtle. And I think that's why it makes it so hard for us as guys to talk about it, because it's kind of like, can I call this a wound? Like, it didn't feel like that. It's not a wound of inattention, but over attention. This is where a mom is over involved in her son's life, where a son gets kind of tethered to mom's wishes and mom's feelings about your children or career. She kind of sets the tone for where you're going to be and where you're going to aim. This wound looks like love, but feels like control. And I think that's why it gets pretty hard to wrap your head around. It's hard to think about. And then the wound is so powerful, it can wrongly shape or warp the masculine psyche. Basically, what that's saying is, depending on how you've separated with your mom, it affects every relationship in your life. It affects every relationship with every woman in your life. And we'll talk about that some more. Here's a cartoon. Next session, Mrs. Bentlow. I'd like your son to solo. Guy's having a counseling session and brought his mom along. And therapist had enough. Let's go to the next one here. How does the wound occur? It often occurs with an absent or distant father, and that doesn't mean that. You can have a dad that's present, but he can be disconnected and absent from you relationally. So often a mom will bond too much or fail to release a son when the dad or in places where the dad fails to be. Remember this paper? The guy who doesn't have the apron strings cut, there's trouble. And it violates manhood in huge ways. And when we're talking about a feminized man, we're not talking about effeminate, where a man has feminine care, or actions. A feminized man has to do with a man who relates it in relationship in ways that are more appropriate for women. It's a guy that kind of waits to initiate. It's a guy that doesn't lead or take risks. It's someone who doesn't assert himself in his life or makes choices for himself. And you see some guys that are big and tough on the outside, but on the inside they're often deferring to women. Let's look at a couple types of moms. There's four types of moms. The wound can be inflicted by one of four types of moms. First one, ignorant mom. This is a mom, not a person that's not smart, or doesn't, not a mom that lacks intelligence, but a mom that's ignorant in understanding the need for her to release her son. A mom that's over-involved. And I was actually just recently talking to my wife about my own mother. And it was actually before I even was getting ready for this. And I was just saying, she didn't have sense about releasing us as her boys. There was something that didn't compute for her. And I wish we would have, I think, and actually it started a conversation between my wife and I about what it's going to mean for her to release our sons. Because it really impacted me and my brothers in some negative ways. And I don't think my mom did this intentionally. Like, she didn't wake up one morning and think, you know, today I'm going to wreck Vernon. See how bad I can wreck him. It wasn't something that she had decided or thought through. It was more just out of ignorance. And some of the things that my mom would do, she would involve herself in things that weren't appropriate. I remember standing in front of my closet with her, and we were in mission. My parents were in mission work, and so we got a lot of our clothes from Goodwill and stuff like that. And so I'm sure my mom was thinking about needing to buy clothes and stuff. I remember standing with her past the time that she should have been there, standing with her in front of my closet, and she's saying, Vernon, that's a nice shirt. Why don't you wear it? And eventually I got to the point where I say, okay, it's okay, nice shirt, Mom. Just leave it there. Just leave me alone. I'm not going to wear it, but, you know, if it's a nice shirt, it's okay. It's okay. You can make it a nice shirt. But, and so this shirt would hang in my closet for weeks and months, and it wouldn't have caught me dead in it, but I would just leave it there. And my mom tended to involve herself in ways like that where she shouldn't have. There wasn't a separation to say, you know, it's okay if Vernon has an opinion about a shirt. Whether I think it's okay or not, we'll let it be. But she didn't think that through as a mom. There's another kind of mom, the needy, hurting mom. And this is a picture of a mom where the mom needs something filled in her, so she uses her sons or her children to fulfill that. It's the kind of the idea of where a boy might become almost like a surrogate husband, or where she needs to meet his needs. he needs to meet her needs emotionally, where it should be her husband that's doing that. You know, if the son leaves, the mom would kind of fall apart. And the mom needs the son to actually survive. And so when the son leaves and goes into marriage, she comes along with him. And the wife gets all bent out of shape, which she should be. There's the unwilling to release moms. Picture of a mom who calls you up, her son tells you where Thanksgiving's going to be and expects you as her son to follow through. It's a mom who will come into your house and see some things that maybe your children need and will go out and buy them without even talking to you about them. There's a fill-in-the-gap mom. And this is often where a dad is absent. He might be present, but absent, or he might have actually left, where a mom will try to be everything for her sons. And for health to happen, a mom needs to find mentors for her sons that will launch them into life, help her launch them into life. And next week, we're going to have, I'm gone a lot of this week, so next week we're going to invite Robert Lewis to come and speak through the internet, the guy that wrote the book. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about how Jesus dealt with his mom. And if you track that through the Gospels, what Jesus did when he was speaking, what Jesus did, how he handled his mom, it's pretty interesting. He's going to draw some of that out next week. This mother wound often creates one of two responses in men. And we talked a little bit about them, but we're going to break that down a little bit more. Before I get to that, there's a guy, Prentice Tipton. He wrote in a journal called The Crisis in Black Manhood. And it says some good things to all men, not just for black men. Let me just start it here. When mothers lead the family because fathers fail to lead, either by absenting themselves from the home or taking a passive role, boys are deprived of the most important natural model of manliness. Growing up mainly under the supervision of women, many experience insecurity over their identity as men. And he goes on to say, one tendency for boys growing up in such circumstances is to rebel against women who are authorities over them and become socially disruptive, irresponsible in family and work commitments, overly assertive about their manly prowess, especially in sexual areas, or leading lives characterized by violence and crime, alcoholism, and other addictions. An over-involved mom will often create one of two responses. And the first one we're talking about is a man will rebel against any type of feminine or female involvement in her life. The second tendency is for a young guy to identify with the adult women who are authorities in his life and become a soft male, feminized man. Another tendency for young men is to identify with adult women or authorities in their lives and learn to behave or react in ways that are more appropriate to women than to men. To the extent that young males take either option, they don't learn the discipline, the responsibility, and the character involved in being a man. So either option, a man will either react and rebel or kind of cave into the influence of women. Either option isn't healthy. You know, I was talking to you about my response to my mom. even though my brothers and I grew up in the same family, I had an older brother who I was talking to him in the last number of years, and he remembers 12, 13 years old deciding, from now on, I am not going to care. I'm not going to care about what mom says or thinks. And he actually made a conscious decision. It didn't matter what she said or did. He was going to decide, and he was going to mark a path and make it happen. And that was his response. And my response, same family, same mom, was my tendency was more to kind of cave into mom. And actually, when I started training to do counseling in college, one of my greatest fears in that training was, and I knew that this training, we had to practice counseling on each other. We'd have a video camera in the corner and two people together counseling. And then that was in one room, and then there was like a one-way window, and the rest of the class was in the other room looking through this window. We couldn't see them, but they could see us. We couldn't hear them, but they could hear us. And I knew this counseling training was intense, but one of my greatest fears was that I would have to either counsel a woman or be counseled by a woman. There was lady instructors, there's lady professors, and as I went into training, that was the thing that freaked me out the most. And it says something to me about the impact of my mother that she had on my life. Not all bad, but in this one area, it wasn't healthy. And I had to deal with some big fears when I moved into counseling, because I felt powerless before my mom when she would get intense and I would just kind of cave into it. Patterns in the family. So my brother kind of chose to fight my mom, and I kind of chose to back away or just give in. And where the problem is that as boys growing up into manhood, that same pattern follows us as men. So a man who's rebelling, fears intimacy, keeps the barrier up, marries someone he can control. Often that's what happens. And it's like, so he contends, a man that rebels contends with all the women in his life. It's kind of like shadow boxing with something that's not even there. So anything that reminds him of mom and his wife, he reacts and responds in ways that don't fit the situation. And it's hard for a man who's rebelling to know how to maintain connection with someone else who has needs and with another person. And then guys in the second category, and that's where my tendencies would have tended to be, but I think as guys we can flip back and forth sometimes with this mother wound. We can rebel at one point. We can cave in at the next point. But this is where my tendency would tended to be. Many guys are in the second category. Let me go here. Two responses. Men become dominant and controlling towards women, or they become passive and submissive towards women. When a mom has over-cared for her son, he becomes overly dependent and overly responsive to women. And the tendency is to lean on, in my case, when I got married, to lean on my wife too much. It's kind of like pulling this. When you were born, you got this umbilical cord cut. But it's like pulling this emotional umbilical cord when a mom fails to release her son. He takes this big emotional umbilical cord and goes around and plugs it back into someone that he marries, where he can suck all the things he needs out of her. He doesn't stand on his own feet. These kind of men will tend to marry a strong woman, a man who prefers approval from others before they're committing to anything. Results in a soft male, and I've been that as a man sometimes. I hope I'm changing. I think I am. But it's been a journey for me. And it's actually been only in the last number of years that I've actually been looking at this seriously, the impact that it's had on my life with relationships. So the healthy path is to a break from physical connection with mom, and eventually a break from emotional connectedness with mom, so that as men, we can develop, there needs to be a break in order for us as guys to be able to connect for in marriage, in order for a guy to connect even with other women. Daughters affects everything. Next week we're going to talk about what it looks like to heal the mother wound and allow and make a clean cut